This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a big question that has always kind of, you know, weighed in on evolutionists and people in the sciences is, do better looking people have an evolutionary advantage? Are they the fittest in terms of survival of the fittest? Does somebody who looks good, right, will they and their genes propagate? Because if somebody looks good, usually their offspring looks good. And then their offspring would look good, but they're not going to make offspring if people don't want to mate with them or they're not healthy enough. And so there's been studies looking at people and how they looked and certain features that they had and if it made them, you know, possible, better, shall we say, evolutionarily strategic. And so this latest study has found that attractive people, they have stronger immune systems. I just got to explain why I got my butt kicked with the latest Omicron, despite being vaccinated. So this study was published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, and it suggested a link between a perceived attractiveness, somebody thinking you're good-looking, and one's immune functions. I was just thinking about that. I go, if I could get a couple blind people, and they go, yeah, she sounds hot, will that then do me good in terms of my immune function? I don't think it works that way. So what study authors did is they looked at non-obese healthy students at Texas Christian University or members also of the nearby community, half of whom were women and around the age of 20. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't believe how much better I looked when I was 20. I didn't think I looked that good. But apparently, you know, I mean, you know, to those of us who are old, anybody in their 20s looks pretty good. You know, you're just better looking. Just like babies. All babies are cute. You can look at a little baby hippopotamus, a little baby, you know, I don't know, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and you're like, oh, how cute. So, you know, but apparently these were young people looking at other young people. Now, of these people, they were supposed to be willing to abstain from steroids, from anti-inflammatory medications, exercise, alcohol consumption for 2 days prior to participation. Women were not supposed to be on birth control, just in case those could affect the blood tests. And I guess they had to fast that morning. They were photographed with equal lighting. Trust me, I get the lighting. You could have lighting and look good, and then all of a sudden there's other lighting, and you're like, oh my gosh, I need every cosmetic surgeon in the country working on me. So it was equal lighting, equal positioning. You know, there's certain positions, you know, that people have that can make them look good, you know. And I see it all the time because I'm like, okay, time for a picture. And they contort their body. And so I start to do that too now because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that that'll make my butt look smaller. You know, because I was always doing the side picture, then you can see my butt. So now I'm like, wait a second, straight on, you know, chest out, butt back, shoulder in, head down. And then there's a way that you can make yourself. That's how all the stars do it. So anyway, then blood draws were done for PBMC proliferation assays, natural killer cell cytotoxicity assays, Staph aureus plasma growth assays, stimulated cytokine release assays, phagocytosis of E. coli bioparticle assays, pro-inflammatory cytokine assays, and then other hematologic cell counts. The attractiveness of the pictures was rated by 792 young men and women. And then they measured and compared the attractiveness to some of these immune functions. And they rate a phagocytosis. Phagocytosis is where
an immune cell envelopes and absorbs and then digests and spews out a bacteria. So like phagocyting an E. coli, shall we say bacteria, higher rates of effective phagocytosis, higher basophil counts. Basophil counts is an immune cell that is kind of responsible for immune surveillance, and they'll release histamine. So like, let's say you sneeze or breathe something in, it'll release the histamine, so you sneeze it out, breathe it out as a defense mechanism. So you want to have good, healthy basophils. You don't want too many, but you want to have good, healthy numbers. They also found you had lower neutrophil counts if you were found to be better attractive, better looking. Neutrophils, if you have a high neutrophil count, it's a sign that you have an active infection. So they found that many of them had lower resting neutrophil counts, but not too low, you know, like HIV low. They were, you know, or AIDS low. They were, you know, lower in terms of not looking like they had an active infection. And then they had greater natural killer cell cytotoxicity. Your natural killer cells will identify a cell that is sick, has cancer, and kill it. And so they found that, you know, women actually did better if they were found to be more attractive. I think men even, there was a little difference of actually how men and women looked. There's a little bit of nuances with the study. But what I see with this is, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholders. You know, I've seen people who, you know, I'm like, I'm not attracted to them. And then all of a sudden, you know, I would find, oh my gosh, they're really good looking. You know, and so attractiveness is a whole thing. I think there's a compatibility issue. I think it's like a Cinderella, you know, will my foot fit into that glass slipper with this person or vice versa? Will they fit? You know, I think there's a lot of things that have to do with attractiveness. And so I just don't think that your Pamela Lee Anderson Baywatch women, you know, have the best immune systems in the whole world, okay? I just don't think it's that. But I do feel that that we have a look and we give off a hue. And if we're sick or if we're not. So if somebody is ill, even back in caveman times, they probably weren't as attractive to somebody who wasn't sick. And so a good complexion, good skin, good teeth. You have bad teeth, that's a sign that you could have heart inflammation, bad health. So what it means is, you know, you can't just put makeup on and not take care of what's going on the inside. Because if you take care of what's going on in here, it'll show out there. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so something that's been kind of making some headlines that I'd like to talk about. All right, you know, being a woman, understanding fashion, also understanding the discongruities of what women get to do, what men get to do, but also seeing a shift where women might be taking liberties that men aren't allowed to do, and, how do we move forward? We have a controversy that shouldn't be a controversy, but it might make some very interesting changes in how we move forward. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Texas A&M, their basketball coach, female basketball coach, assistant basketball coach, I hear she's excellent. I haven't really been following college female basketball, but Sydney Carter is 31 years old, and she has a fantastic style. She really does. And she does not wear, I guess, the typical clothes that basketball coaches do.
You know, like the suits or the shirt and pants, like you see the men wear. She has worn dresses, some skirts that were very form-fitting, some skirts that were shorter, and then I guess the latest outfit she wore was a pair of leather pants that were pink, tight, with stilettos. Her style is impeccable. I think it had to do with, I don't know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month or something like that, even though we're not in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But anyway, there was a game where I think they were playing against the Kentucky Wildcats. She was in tight pink leather pants. She also had a pink breast cancer ribbon. And so people kind of trolled her on social media, you know, et cetera. And when they did troll her, when they did have a problem with her dress, you know, you see her on the court with the stilettos, things like that. People are like, wait a second, are those even allowed to be on the court? You know, with, is that even allowed? And then, you know, she had, I guess, had said, look, you know, when you see a black woman who is actually confident and embracing herself, I think that's very intimidating. And so, you know, she wants to unapologetically be herself. And honestly, having a style, honestly, whatever she wants to wear, I don't care. If that's what she wants to wear, you know. But for me, I noticed that I had to really tone down some of the style things when I was doing my job. And the reason why is we were, you know, told to dress professionally, you know, skirts, dresses, things like that. And I couldn't do a pap smear while wearing a skirt. I loved wearing scrubs. In training, I wore scrubs all the time. But then at the end of training, they were like, all right, guys, you know, eventually you got to get out of the scrubs and you actually have to wear some business attire. Well, as a woman, wearing a skirt, it's really hard for me to do what I have to do. You know, I mean, if I'm trying to examine a person's foot, I used to take that person's leg and put it on mine so I could examine the foot. Because it's really hard, you know, you can't raise up the bed, the exam table. So I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to sit across from you. Bring me the leg. They're comfortable. They're sitting comfortably. I don't care about their foot and any fungus and any whatever getting on my leg because, you know what, maybe I put a liner or whatever, but I'm like, look, I can examine, I can do what I have to do. Doing a pap smear, I didn't have to try to kind of, okay, well, I got to keep my legs, you know, I don't have to worry about my pants ripping, whatever. So I ended up wearing scrubs a lot when I went through medicine. But another reason why I had noticed that when I had dressed up, because there were some reasons for me to dress up, I noticed the patients didn't like it. Because when I would be clicking around in my heels and trying to keep my outfit and trying to maintain, you know, try not to wrinkle my outfit and all that, I think patients picked up on a priority issue where I was prioritizing my looks. I was prioritizing my outfit over them. Now, Cindy Carter could do whatever, you know, she's a great basketball coach, obviously, whatever she's doing, her outfit isn't interfering, whatever. But for me, it wouldn't work because I don't want to shift the attention on something my attention shouldn't be on. So for me, if I was coaching, yeah, I get it. The cameras are on me. I want to look good. But I also have to function. If I can't run around on the court in stilettos and I can't rip my pants, if I drop something and bend over, I'm not going to wear that. She might be fantastic in stilettos and, you know, be able to handle it, which is why it's her business. Leave her alone. But one issue I have, if I have to criticize, and I don't like to criticize, but I always like to see both sides, is men, you know, being, you know, when they say I'm unapologetic, and this is how I feel comfortable. This is how I want to dress. This is how I want to be. You're like, good for them. Good for you. Amen. All the power to you. The problem is are men allowed to do that? You know, we as women have had to fight for us to be able to do the same things men get to do. But where things are starting to go a little wrong is where we get special treatment. And we get to do things that men can't. We get to not be charged for a gym membership, but a man is. We don't get charged for a drink because it's ladies' night. but men are charged. We get to wear leather pants and high heels and or wear something that might be more form-fitting, whereas if a man tries to be, you know, shirtless or wear something that shows his guns, that's inappropriate dress. So where I would probably recommend we go forward is if we are going to be of the mindset that, look, you know, if you want to wear cowboy boots, if you want to wear stilettos, if you want to wear flip-flops, if you want to be in tight clothing, if you want to be in flashy clothing, that's totally fine. But then everybody gets to do it. I mean, if we're really of that mindset, you know, and with doctors, it's tough because, you know, we have to have conversations with medical students about their dress. If their blouses are low cut, if their skirts are short and they're riding up and you can see their panties underneath, you know, we caution them saying, look, that might be, you know, inappropriate dress. But there are people saying, why do I have to hide my breasts and my cleavage? This is who I am. Why do I have to hide the fact that I wear panties? Minnie Mouse gets to wear a skirt and you see her underwear. Why do I have to hide that? And so are we of that now mindset where, you know what, you're free to be you, and fine, guys can have their underwear showing, they can bend over and have their plumber's crack show, you know, or are we going to decide collectively on something that we think is going to be more appropriate? You know, and again, Cindy Carter, you know, I am supporting her and her decision. If she can do her job, and do her job just as well in stilettos versus flats, all the power to her. That's her business. It's for us to back off. However, if somebody does feel that something is impeding them from doing their job, then you do wonder, where are their priorities? Are their priorities to be able to function and, you know, climb up that construction site or navigate across a school or a hospital? Or, you know, are they doing it to look good? Are they doing it, you know, to feel free? Or are they doing it for another sort of gain? And then is not the primary, you know, focus is the primary job then getting, shall we say, compromised. So I'm not sure where this goes. I thought it was ridiculous that it got this far, but I think this is something that a lot of employers are dealing with. And we'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, do you have, let's say, full-figured women that appear to be falling out of their clothes, but they are like, look, but this is who I am. Are you fat-shaming me? Are you being sexist? So I can't wear, you know, a dress that you know, seems to outline my curves? Is that, you know, but are you finding that a distraction at the workplace? And then, you know, does it matter anymore? Is it you wear whatever the heck you want? We don't want to be accused of anything. And then everybody else has to deal with it. But all I know is if somebody came to work dressed as Chippendales, I'd be like, I would be very, very distracted. So men aren't allowed to do that. Men can't go to work unless, of course, they're in Chippendales or Thunder Down Under, you know, dressing like that. So it's an interesting conversation. But for me, I had to prove to my patients that my focus wasn't on my outfit. You know, it was on them and doing my job. So that's why I didn't do the heels and the tight pants. That was me. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Moscow says it's been pulling back some of the 150,000 troops that the United States and its allies are warning have converged around Ukraine on three sides. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told MSNBC's Morning Joe that he hasn't seen it.
Well, there's what Russia says and then there's what Russia does. And we haven't seen any pullback of its forces. They remain massed in a very threatening way along Ukraine's borders. It would be good if they followed through on what they said, but so far we haven't seen it.
NATO's Secretary General John Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that, in fact, Russia continues to increase the number of troops and more are on the way. Two Texas sheriff deputies were shot and wounded after exchanging gunfire with a suspect who was struck and killed. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the incident happened in Katy, Texas, about 30 miles west of Houston. Both officers were hospitalized with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed in a declaration that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and blocked the U.S. government from disciplining any employees failing to comply. The U.S. Coast Guard announced it has suspended the search for passengers who were on board a small plane that crashed off the coast of North Carolina. Four teenagers and four adults returning from a hunting trip were on board the plane. One body has been pulled from the Atlantic Ocean by search crews combing the area, and there is no indication that anyone survived the crash. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we might be torn on how we feel about masks and how we feel about the vaccines. And, you know, I'm a fan of the vaccines. I think the vaccines saved lives. I'm not a fan of mandates. And I think the mandates have, you know, caused a slew of issues. And I also think it raises prices. I think one of the reasons why we have inflation, not the only reason, there's tons of reasons, it's multifactorial, but one of the reasons why you and I are spending more when we go to a restaurant or when we go to a grocery store is we have a whole plethora of problems that were related to COVID and costs associated with COVID. And so when rules come out saying, well, if somebody's unvaccinated, they have to test to show they don't have it. When you're like, but vaccinated people could have it. Why aren't you then testing vaccinated people too? You're just vaccinated people could come in and spread it. So just because all your staff is vaccinated doesn't mean nobody's spreading COVID. So, yeah, but
So with some of these, whether it's mandates or these now implied rules, you have people needing to test. You have people needing to take off. Oh, you're COVID positive, but I have no symptoms. Meanwhile, she's coughing over there. Yeah, but, you know, her test was negative. How was her test negative and mine positive, and I have no symptoms? Well, I don't know. It's some of these tests stink, or sometimes some people are asymptomatic, some people have symptoms. I don't know. It's a mess. So people then are off work. In order for employers to staff, they've had to pay more. They've had to double staff. They've had to do whatever it takes to try to keep people coming, and their payroll, people's payroll, has skyrocketed. So while we're still in this state of, well, we need to still have a lot of these rules in place, it's costing more, and prices are going up. Then those people that weren't allowed to get their job back because of the mandate, they're out of work. That affects the supply chain crisis, and it affects, you know, we have a trucker shortage, we have a, you know, first responder shortage. And so, you know, people don't realize that these are things that just kind of add to the cost of things. Well, now the White House wants $30 billion more to fight COVID. They say $18 billion of the requested extra federal funds will be set aside for vaccines and treatments. That should have been done since day one with the original money. $3 billion to help cover uninsured people. The White House stressed there is enough money currently available, but the extra cash is needed for future efforts. They say the Biden administration is telling Congress they need the additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID. Two people familiar, according to Kaiser Health News, with the plan, says $17.9 billion will be for vaccines and treatments, $4.9 billion for testing. Another $5 billion for testing. Now, I love the fact that they're offering free tests. But the question I have, before we dig a bigger hole, is are we going to also have to eventually start testing for flu? Offer free flu tests? Offer free pneumonia checkups? When I have somebody call in on telemedicine, say they have cough, fever, they have a cough and fever. That could be COVID. That could be flu. That could be pneumonia. When I have somebody with COVID and I need to, you know, I want to give them a COVID medication, it's not there. And then, you know, we're going to be spending $18 billion for vaccines. Is this going to be the new vaccine? Or is this still the old vaccine of a 2.5-year-old virus? What is this money going for? If it's going for the new vaccine, I get you. $3 billion to cover coronavirus care for uninsured people. $3.7 billion to prepare for future variants. They spoke on condition of anonymity, discussed deliberations between the administration and lawmakers over supplemental funding. So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the administration was seeking more money. While we continue to have sufficient funds to respond to the current Omicron surge in the coming weeks, our goal has always been to ensure that we are well prepared to stay ahead of the virus. So then my next question is, well, if, you know, there is money and, you know, money has been set aside all these years for flu and flu crises and flu, and did any of that money get shifted? Where did that money go? Did people pocket it? Now, on top of all that, the U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees could cost up to $22 million a month. So they want to test unvaccinated employees. See, part of their mandate is test or vaccinate or get fired. And because testing is so expensive, many, you know, entities are like, look, if you're not vaccinated, you're fired. We're just not even going to go there. Well, again, I'm very confused because you're testing somebody who's unvaccinated, who's obviously made it through this whole pandemic, like these nurses and first responders. And you're going through all this expense to test them when we have very clearly established that vaccinated people got sick with Omicron, like myself, possibly spread it to others, and vaccinated people could be coming to work right, going na 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 na, while they're seeing an unvaccinated person sit there getting tested, here they are walking into work with their virus. I mean, I get that you might be wanting to, in medical settings or in certain settings, you know, test everybody. Say, look, it looks like vaccinated and boosted people carrying the virus. We just want to make sure nobody is actively sick, so we're testing you. But that the problem with that is you really have to test everybody. It can't just be unvaccinated people. We've thoroughly established in the science and in the literature that vaccinated and unvaccinated can carry the same viral load, which means if you're going to test to prevent infection from coming in, then you got to test everybody. But then also, why not test flu? Test for pneumonia. Test for strep. Test for staff. If you're worried about workplace safety, why is it just a single COVID strain you guys are worried about? Oh, well, Dr. Dolly, it's the most deadly. MRSA could be deadly. Pneumonia could be deadly. COVID is deadly, but there are some meaner things that people could be walking to work with. I mean, there's always, you know, somebody who's sleeping around with staff. They could be spreading, you know, drug-resistant gonorrhea. Should you be testing everybody for STDs? See, when does it stop? And when do you have privacy as an employee? I mean, what else are they going to want to start testing? I don't know. Let's say you have an STD. Are they going to start testing you for that? I don't know. HIV. There's been some rumblings that, well, we need to know if people have HIV in the workplace, so we need to test everybody for HIV. That hasn't been done because of privacy issues. And an HIV test is much better than a COVID test, and I'm not saying to do it, but where does it stop? And then we have to pay for it. I mean, why am I paying for you to test an unvaccinated when vaccinated people can also bring in the virus? I mean, we either do it right or we don't do it at all. But doing it half-assed makes no sense. Especially when we're finding out that some natural immunity might be even working better than some of the vaccinated immunity. So testing unvaccinated employees could cost about $22 million a month. That's a price tag I don't want to pay anymore. I'm paying too much. I'm paying at the gas pump. I'm paying online. I'm paying for food. It's expensive. Everything's going up. Don't waste money on things that don't make sense. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out. He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush! It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jim wrote me yesterday asking where is the trucker convoy donation site after GoFundMe took it down and then GoSendGo was, I guess, hacked. From what I understand, GoSendGo is back up. I don't know much about what's going on. To look it up for you, it looks like they're at about $9.4 million raised. I know that this has been very controversial, and people who have been donating now have been outed, and I think somebody lost their job. A political aide was forced out because she donated $100, and that got, I guess, displayed or revealed.
And so, according to their update, it says, "Dear Freedom Convoy donors," this was written a few days ago, "thank you for your generous donations. Despite news reports, please know that the Ontario government does not have possession of your donations. The order announced by the government is only a temporary block of your donations to be passed on to the truckers by Freedom 2020 to the truckers here in Ottawa. Our legal team is challenging the government's order, and we are working our ways around this." They say, once again, "The repeated actions by governments to prevent your donations from getting to the Ottawa truckers shows the importance of this fight for freedom. They say the best way to continue donating to help the truckers here on the ground and not request a refund, we thank GiveSendGo." GiveSendGo is, I believe, a Christian fundraising site. "They thank them for their commitment to ensure that the donations flow directly to the Freedom Convoy truckers here in Ottawa. Thanks for your kind donation. Stay strong, stay free." And I get why people are mixed. You know, on one end, you know, and I think some people, they have mixed feelings about it. They're like, you know what, these are truckers, you know, good for them. You know, they put their lives on the line, you know, for people all the time. Why should they be forced to put something in their body? There's so many other health issues they deal with that they could use, you know, support. And instead, you know, they're being threatened they're going to lose their job if they don't take an injection. Or they got the shot, but they want to stand up for other people in their field or in their industry. So, because, yeah, I don't think the truckers are anti-vax. They're just anti-mandate and anti a lot of the rules, masks, things like that. On the flip side, I also get people saying, but look, here's the thing. You know, are they acting, in a way that is, you know, hurting other people? Are people not going to be able to get to the hospital? Are they not able to get their medications? Is the supply chain going to cause people dying because they can't, hospitals are being, aren't getting the supplies they need? And so I get why it's controversial, and I get why somebody might be on one side or the other with this. I don't like hearing the extremes on either end of it. You know, somebody was calling them Nazis. I still haven't seen the swastika flag everybody was talking about, but from what I understand, every trucker I know is not Nazi. I'm sure there's some idiot there that, you know, might be a Nazi. I mean, there's idiots everywhere, but I do not think the Freedom Convoy are supremacists. I mean, I could be wrong, but from what I'm seeing, I haven't seen, you know, and again, I'll only get to see the views given by, you know, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, Fox News. So if I'm missing something, let me know. But where I do have a problem is if you donate to a political figure. And remember Deborah Messing from Will and Grace? And Will and Grace was one of my favorite shows for years. Deborah Messing said we should out people who donated to Trump. That's a very dangerous attitude. Where if you donate to a political candidate, if you donate to a cause, people want to out you to put you at harm. What if somebody wants to donate to PETA because they love animals? But they think that your donation to PETA is trying to be anti fast food chains and hamburgers or anti-pharmaceutical company. I mean, I don't like the idea that you could have one simple action and people try to build up a whole profile on you. You know? That's what I get frustrated. You know, the reason why I'm nonpartisan is I like combinations of things done from different politics. There's some things I really like, you know, that Trump did. Some things I didn't like that he did. There's some things I like Obama did. There's some things I didn't like that he did. Biden, there's things I didn't like he did, and I'm waiting to see what else I like. He did the vaccine rollout well. Well, or the health departments did and all that, but, you know. And so when somebody, like, for example, somebody saw me standing next to our governor Sisolak, yeah, I took a picture with him, and, you know, I work with governors across the United States, Democrat and Republican, for National Blood Donation Week. But meanwhile, all of a sudden, people are like, oh no, that means you support the mandates? No, I took a picture with him because this is for National Blood Donation Week. So people want a profile. And that's not going away. So apparently a staffer got kicked out of Ontario's provincial government because it was revealed that Marion Isabu Rignette gave $100 to the trucker convoy. Now, people are saying, well, good, because she gave $100 to them terrorism and blocking entryways. That maybe she donated $100 because she saw the pictures of them feeding the homeless. And she's like, if they're going to be there, and she wants that $100 going to food that they're going to use to feed the homeless, because she can't get there because of the convoy. I mean, why did she lose her job? Trudeau is going to create these no-go zones in Ottawa. The police chief resigned. Canadian Civil Liberties Association slams him for bypassing the democratic process with emergency power. Four people in Alberta were charged with alleged plot to murder police officers. Nine others charged with mischief, unlawful weapons. The mayor of Coates says the suspects were outsiders who were not part of the blockade at the Alberta crossing. Now the crossing is clear. Protesters peacefully ended the blockade on Tuesday. So this is just something that absolutely can get bigger and bigger. And apparently there was somebody who was hounded because they had on Facebook, declared some support of the trucker convoy. See, I love truckers. So I've always loved truckers, and I think truckers are amazing. So does that mean I'm a bad person? Then we hear that there was a plan to plant 2,000 stolen guns on protesters to discredit their movement. Remember, didn't they do that with Trump, where they had people that were pretending to be white supremacists, but they weren't, they were part of Antifa? I don't get it. You know, I mean, people do dirty things. And so it's sadly when this happens, you know, if they're going to plant stolen guns, things are going to start to really escalate. If somebody thinks that they're trying to, you know, accuse them of something criminal, or people are losing their jobs because they're trying to support part of the movement, then, it's a mess. This, you know, I don't know if this is going away anytime soon. So the Freedom Convoy Trucker Movement is still moving forward. They have remained defiant in the face of Justin Trudeau's new measures, and they said, whatever he throws at us, we can handle. And I got to tell you, I think they're getting more charged because between him invoking the Emergencies Act, government trying to cut off protester funding, it's starting to brew a much even bigger movement. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.